No, but if you're cooking
he's
for the family.
He's going to eat it today. He said, today for me is Yantav. So say for me Yantav L'Yantav. Or should I say, no, say for me Yantav L'Chol, because the one who's going to eat it is Chol.
Maybe, so specific for him, maybe you can't, but if you cook, let's say, for the family, and you put in a little bit more sugar, a little bit more meat, that wouldn't be considered, that is not, there's no problem.
Most of the Achaim say it's mutter. Most of the Achaim say it's mutter.
I just said, yes, Yantav in my house.
So remember when the Yisrael Soloveitchik, so he started to laugh and he thought that it was a joke. He said, Izichemuta. So he said, why do you need a pasuk to tell you Lachem lo liyakum? Lachem lo lachem lo leklovim, that you're not allowed to cook to feed to the dogs. You're not allowed to cook to feed to the goyim. The dogs and the goyim, by them, even Yantav Rishon is chol. They don't have. So it's the chalam aloichem Yantav lechol. So what do you need a pasuk to say that you're not allowed to stab them? So he said, it's araya, that's called aloichem Yantav Yantav. And it's a din, clovim la'akum you're not allowed to, but for ben eretz you're not allowed to. Rabbi Kaveya has a tshuva where he starts off by bringing that raya. Then he says, maybe it's not a raya, maybe that's exactly what the pasuk tells you. The reason why lachem lo liyakum, lachem lo clovim is because the clovim and the yakum don't have a concept of yantiv, and it's called doifim yantiv lachom. Maybe that's exactly what the pasuk tells you, that's what you're not allowed to do. So Rabbi Kaveya also says mutter, but he brings a different raya. He says the din is that one who is Rachman al Islam in Avela Shiva is not permitted to do malacha. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Navi, V'hafachti chageichem le'evil. Ma chag also be malacha, af oval also be malacha. Just like a yantav, you're not allowed to do malacha, so too during Shiva, one is not permitted to do malacha. But let's say one is sitting Shiva and they want to cook food, they want to cook a cup of coffee. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not Mohammed and yantav, Rachel Nefesh is muta and yantav. So Rechel Nefesh is mutter in the middle of Shiva also. Rabbi Kaveya says, and what if the balabasta is in the middle of Shiva, and she has to cook for all of her children? The children are not sitting Shiva. It's the chayif in the yantav l'chol. It's chayif in the yantav l'chol. If a ben chutzlort is not allowed to cook for a ben eretz is solo visiting, because you hold that that's called chayif in the yantav l'chol, so one is in Avelis, is not allowed to cook for the one who's not in Avelis. So he says, but we never heard of such a ridiculous thing. So he says, just like it's mutter there, it's mutter here. Okay, that's the way it's usually assumed, that it is mutter, that there's no violation. Even if you have a Ben Eretz Yisrael visiting, you're permitted to cook on Yantav Sheni Shel Golis on behalf of the Ben Eretz Yisrael.
But whenever he does a malocha, he's not even Nisa Doraisa when he does a malocha.
So Nachamal, so let's see. So what did Rabbah say? We didn't go through the whole vart of Rabbah. Rabbah has this pasuk that we have a din behechino, that there's a din of hachona de Rabbah. And the two parts of hachona de Rabbah. You're not allowed to do a ma'isa hachona, yontav l'shabbos, shabbos l'yontav. And even if the hachona was done b'day shamayim, no one violated anything, you're not allowed to eat. So the shabbos, sudas yontav have to be sudas chashuvas. And if I had an improper achana, you're not allowed to eat that as a Suda Shabbos Suda Yantav. So now he gets to the punchline. He says, the Kosova Rabbi, and Rabbi is of the opinion in the Gemara, two lines before it says Shmois Tezayin, right before they quote the pasuk. The Kosova Rabbi is of the opinion, Kol Beitza de Misialdo Ho Idno, if the hen lays an egg today, it must have been Meyasmo Gomrolo. Must have been already completed inside the
chicken.
Inside the hen yesterday. The Rabbi Latameh, Rabbi goes to Shitas Adama. Rabbi Maidich Siv, it says regarding the man, they should prepare everything on Friday. That's the Mishnah Berurah claims that we said before. But Yom HaShishi has the connotation of the morning. Friday morning. He claims that Thursday night you're not Yotze the Hachana, and Friday afternoon not Yotze. The Hachana is the best time. You have no choice, you have no choice. Balabasta has to go to work, so he has no choice. But if you have a choice, the best time to do the achanas is Friday morning. So the pasuk says, V'hoyah b'yom ha'shishi, v'chino esu shi'aviyu, the connotation is only chol, the weekdays. Chol mechel ha'shabbos, chol mechel ha'yontav, because the man didn't fall down on Shabbos, didn't fall down on Shabbos because you're not allowed to carry, didn't fall down on yontav, even though you are allowed to carry because of the Yisr achanah. You wouldn't be allowed to eat it because it didn't have a achanah mibod yom. It's ain't a muchem. The ain't yontem mechem. The Shabbos when Shabbos mechina liyontem. In fact, Akasha Amalei Abai. Abai was the Talmud of Rabbi. So he says, what do you mean? The Mishnah Beitzah Shenol de Biyontem. You're restricting it more than Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says the Mishnah is an Ukimta. It's only a Tana Gaelus Hamedus L'Gadol Beitz. So Rabbi was unhappy. He doesn't say it in the Mishnah. The Rabbi restricted it even further. It only goes when Yonta falls out on Sunday. How can it be? And a Beitz is Shinold on a plain Yonta. You are allowed to eat. It doesn't say so in the Mishnah. Amalei Abai, Abai Fek Takasha El Ameyato, if this is the reason for the Beitz Hillel. Yonta B'Yalma Tishteri. What if Yonta falls out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Any other day, you're allowed to eat it. And for Rabbi, no, that's Exera Mishim Yonta V'Achara Shabbos. Frek Dakash Shabbos the Alma Tishteri. What about a Beitza Shinolda B'Shabbos? That should be Mutter. Shinolda B'Yasa Tida Beitza Shinolda B'Shabbos if Yonta was on Friday. So it had an improper achona. The Beitza that laid, the hen lays the egg today, it was completed inside the B'nai Me'ayim yesterday. So when you have Shabbos of Yonta, Masmuchim Zelazeh, the Beitz of Shinold on the second day will be an Issa Deraisa. But if it's a Yonta of the Yalma, Shabbos the Yalma, it's the Chtishteri. So why? We all know it's Aser. They all knew that it's included in the Beisilah that it's Aser. So he says, yeah, that's on, that part is only the Rabbanon. That's Exere. That's Exere Mishim Shabbos Acha Yonta. That's Exeira de Rabbanon. The Issa de Reis is only when you have the 2 days, Yomim Mikudoshim, Svuchim Zelazeh. But if it's only a Shabbos de Yalma, plain Shabbos, not after a Yontav, or a Yontav that's not following a Shabbos, that's only Exeira. Fake Markasha, does that make sense to make Exeira? People will confuse one with the other. You only have a right to make Exeira if there's a Hashash. You have to have a reason. If you're afraid, if you'll allow this, it'll mislead the people to do it. If you let the people carry in a Carmelist, they'll make a mistake and they'll carry Rishus HaRabbah. If you let the people write with the left hand, they'll forget and they'll start writing with the right hand on Shabbat. He said, the rest is only to write Kedarka. If you write Kalachi Yad, it's only the Rabbanon. So they made Exer the Rabbanon. This will lead to that. But over here, you're going to confuse 2 days Buchim Zelazeh with a day.
Separate.
Frek Takashe, but Hatanya, we have a Brisa that it does, Tosefta, that it doesn't seem to bother us. It doesn't seem that there is a concern. It says, Ashechet es ha-tanegoyles, ha-motzav ha-beitzim gemurois. He's shechting it on Yontif. And it doesn't make a difference when the Yontif is. But the Yontif is in the middle of the week, or Yontif is on Sunday. It doesn't matter. Ashechet es ha-tanegoyles, ha-motzav ha-beitzim gemurois. And he finds inside eggs that weren't born yet, Mutaris liyachlam biyanta. Fek the Gemara Akasha viyimis. And if you hold that, it makes sense to make a gzeira. One case because of another case. Imisa, if you're so free with your gzeiras, is ligza mishum hanach the misyadam biyamei. What if the beitza would have been nolda? What if it would have been nolda on yanta? Vashechta dehen. Would have been nolda before Ashechta. Yeah. So then it would have been an Issa deraisa. But why? Because it was Huchan Meyasmo, and that's an Issa Achana deRabbi, if it's Yontif after Shabbos. So why don't you, but it wasn't, it happened that it wasn't Nolda, Ashechta Dehen, before it had a chance to lay the egg.
So Frekta
Akasha, why don't you make a Gzeira? Ligzam Shem Harach to Misyal Meyamein. You should prohibit, just like you, Rabbi, make a Gzeira Yontif in the middle of the week, or to Yontif on Sunday. And Shabbos, at the end of the Shabbos, not following Yontif, or to Shabbos that follows, you hold that that makes sense to make a Gzeira. So why don't you make a Gzeira that Beitzim shall that didn't have a chance to be born, Shinimtzu b'tanegolus, or to the Beitzim that were, that the hen laid the egg before you had a chance to shed. Why don't you make a Gzeira? So he says, no, these you will confuse, and these you won't confuse. Shabbos, the Alma Otu Shabbos following Yontav, people will confuse. Yontav the Alma Otu Yontav Acha Shabbos, people will confuse. But this is a Milsa de Lo Shchich. It's very unusual to shech the hen and find Beitz and Gemuris with the shell. Usually when the shell is completed, so the hen lays the egg. It's very unusual to find. So since it's a Milsa de Lo Shchich, that's far fetched. Like goes very abundant. The Gemara is going to have a whole discussion. When is it fleishig? When is it fleishig? When is it parva? Is Taka going to be over here? It's a discussion over here.
According to Rabbi, it would be better if it wouldn't be that the egg that's born today, the camels are today, was already ready yesterday. If the egg gets ready on Yom Tov, then certainly it should be yours, like the man. Then it would be like the man. Yeah.
this what does the Gemara say that Rabba holds? Is this a fact in the Tzias, or is this he thinks that that's how it is? But Rabba says the egg that comes out today was prepared. What does the Gemara mean that Rabba holds
that?
That
that's right. I mean, if it would have been enigma today, it would have also been a problem.
What does Rabba
like
have to
mean
that, that Rabba holds that this is loy moil for loy? Maybe it's not
that
like
that
this. It still be right. But also the way Gemara says it, that Rabba holds, he should say that this is the Metzius. It's not something that you...
He believes that it's a Metzius.
No, you don't have to say that he holds it's a Metzius. He should say it's a Metzius. That's it. You don't need that.
I don't know. It's a good question.
I don't know. According to Rabba, it's unbelievable in the flood of Shalom Hill. What we're saying that Rabbi giving him
practice
what Beit Hillel holds and
Beishama
doesn't hold that?
Beishama doesn't hold
the
Machon of the
Rabbi.
Right. Here there's a famous Rashi. Rashi writes over here, higher up, where it says Shmos Tezayin on the side of the Gemara. So the Rashi, a little above that, writes, Litaimei. Rabbi Litaimei, the Amar Rabbi, he says, B'psochem daf mem zayin on the base. You have in parentheses, Rashi writes, "Psochem daf mem zayin on base." Around 20 lines from the top of the Omid. The Rashi writes, "Rabba goes l'shitasa." He says, "Psochem that there's a din of achana the Rabba v'yalech mehocha." Rabba derives from this pasuk that there's a din of mukta derais. So this Rashi nobody agrees with. The Tosfos and Erevin on daf lamed ches and the Ran over here and the Rashbon Erevin, all the Rishonim disagree. They say, if you look in the Gemara, they say, open a Gemara Pesach and take a look. The Gemara raises the possibility that Mukta is deraisa, and then the Gemara rejects it. That Gemara, the Gemara rejects it. On the next Shura Gemara, 30 Shuras later, 40 Shuras later, the Gemara quotes a Beferish of Braisa. The Gemara says that Mukta cannot be deraisa. So how can Rashi write that Rabba Lishitosa that Mukta is deraisa? It's against the Gemara. It's against the Gemara. So there's a Shita Mekubetzes on Beitza, that has a Likud of Rishonim. The Sefer Shita Mekubetzes quotes the answer to the Shita's Rashi. The Netziv, in his commentary on the Shiltas, quotes from the Shita Mekubetzes. That's why I know. I don't sit and read, I should. I don't sit and read all the Shita Mekubetzes, but this is a famous one that the Netziv quoted. So the Shita Mekubetzes points out that there are three different categories of Mukta. One of them is for sure the Rabbanon, one of them for sure is the Raisa, and the third one was a Machloikes in Psochim, and the Gemara came to the conclusion that it's only the Rabbanon. But there is a case of Mukta that is the Raisa, so he explains. To handle Mukta, when we say you're not allowed to handle a tape recorder, you're not allowed to handle this, the Eitz Mabon of the off a junk, broken glass, you're not allowed to move things around, that's Beferish only the Rabbanon. Tiltal Mukta, that's Beferish. You have the Gemara later, on Dafyud Beis, when the Gemara said it's a Gzer Mishum Haitzor. They really wanted to prohibit on Shabbos. They really wanted to prohibit carrying anything in the house because you may forget and carry it into the street. But that would make life impossible. It's not a Gzer Shein Rebbe Tzibi Cholem Lamed Boy. So they made a Gzer on the things that you really don't need anyway. Pebbles, sand, junk, garbage, banana peel, eggshells, whatever, the chicken bones that no one's going to eat. Whatever is mukta, you're not going to use it anyway, so it's not going to make life too difficult. So they made it, and he said, Tilko, mukta, gzera, shema yotzi. That's the Gemara, and you'd base them out. That mukta is gzera, the rabbanim, mishum, shema yotzi. Mukta lachile, Rashi holds, if you hold like Rabbi, mukta lachile is a din deraisa. Why? What was Rabbi's din? Well, the first din of Rabbi was that you're not allowed to do an act of achana. That's an issa, you get malchus. If you do an act of achana, but then the second din of Rabbi was that any oichel that had an improper hachana is considered as if it had no hachana, and you're not allowed to eat it. So you see, if you have food that didn't have hachana, you're not allowed to eat it. So Rashi says, and the Gemara says that hachana de rab is deraisa. The one on the next daf, on Gimel and Bey, says that rab is din hachana deraisa, hachana de rab is a din deraisa. So Memele, mukta is deraisa, Rashi hold. Mukta lachila. If you have oichel that didn't have hachana, that you're not allowed to, not that you're not allowed to move it. If the ice cream in the freezer in the place of the dishes that you're not allowed to move it, that's the favorite only the Rabbanon. Moving mukta is exeris shemayotzi, but eating food that didn't have a proper achana, Rashi holds that's Rabba's din. Whatever was huchan from Shabbos to Yom down to the Shabbos was an improper achana. Improper achana is the equivalent of no achana. No achana is mukta deraisa. The topic that was debated in Psochim where the mukta is the raisa the rabbanon, is a third category of mukta. The feirish in the Gemara. The Gemara has a shaila. You have logs that are mukta. You have logs. See, the Gemara talks about logs are mukta. Let's say eighth mishnasher and adekel in the middle of Yontif. When I have on Yontif, you're allowed to burn fire in order to keep warm. You're allowed to burn logs in order to cook food. So if you have logs before Yontif, so there's no problem mukta. Eight mishnasher and adekel in the middle of Yontif, so the logs are mukta. So when I take the logs, which are mukta, and I move them, that's only an aver de rabban. When I put it in the fire and it consumes, the fire consumes the logs and they get used up, and I get hishtamshes from it. I keep warm or I cook the food. When you consume the logs, is that an isa like eating mukta? That's an isa deraisa. Oh no, eating mukta is an isa deraisa. Eating when it goes down in the stomach. That's learned that the hechinas hashiya biur by the man. It has to do with eating achilas mukta. But biur mukta, to consume mukta, the Gemara talks about pouring yayin lenasech al gabi hamizbeach yayin shal mukta. Yaya hechetimtza yayin shal mukta. Let's say grapes fell off of the tree on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and a goy squeezed out, and he made a goy squeezed out. It's going to be stam yenim. A Jew squeezed it out, whatever. A goy squeezed it out. Not stam yenim. A hechetimtza. Before they made the gzeir of stam yenim. By itself. Okay. So it's squeezed it out by itself. Good. So you have yayin that's mukta mamish. So it says in the Braisa that you're not allowed to use it lenasach al gabi hamizbeach on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But if you did, the carbon will be kosher. So the Gemara says, but if the din of mukta is deraisa, the carbon should be pasul. Because if the din mimashki Israel, if you have tray for food, if you bring tray for on the mizbeach, you're not yaitza the carbon. The pasuk says in Yecheskel that you have to bring carbonus on nisach hayayin, has to be mimashki Israel min amutali, so it has to be kosher food. So the Gemara says, the Yisrael kadai tach mukta deraisa, if the Yisrael of mukta on the yayin would have been in Yisrael deraisa, the carbon should be pasul afil b'di'evi. So the fact that the carbon, the yayin lenesach is kosher b'di'evet, is an indication that the whole is a mukta is drabana. Which is a mukta is drabana? Which is a mukta? So tilt mukta the tilt, there was never a question. And Rashi holds mukta lachila, there was never a question either, that a Jew who's going to eat it will be a violation of mukta, that for sure is an isa. But here, the mizbech is not eating it, it's getting consumed by the mizbech, it's getting kolah, it goes down the shisins, or the logs get consumed by the fire. So that was the shaila. Is that the araisa as part of the din of mukta lachila? Or no, that's only the rabbanon. So that was the maskanas hagemara, that's only the rabbanon. But real mukta lachila, Rashi holds, is the araisa.
No,
that's what Rashi said. That's what Rashi just said. This is it. Right, only if you have a Dova Chodesh. Such a thing, that's a Dova Chodesh that had an improper Afana. Right. Improper Afana on a Dova Chodesh. All the other Rishonim disagree and they say it's not true. There's a difference. If you have Oichel that had no Hachone, Oichel that had no Hachone, that's called Mukta. So Mukta is only the Rabbonah. Mukta Lachil is also only the Rabbonah. But Oichel that had an improper Hachone is worse than Oichel that had no Hachone. Rashi holds no. Oichel that had an improper achana miyontim l'shabbos is the equivalent of no hachana. Improper achana is considered no hachana. And the basic din is, oichel with no hachana is mukta, the mukta l'achila is deraisa. And the other shem disagree, no, the equation of Rashi is not correct. Not that oichel with an improper achana is the equivalent of no hachana, and the basic din is oichel b'lai achana is an isa deraisa. No! Oichel b'lai achana is an isa derabanan. That's mukta, that's all mukta is derabanan. All the categories are mukta derabanan. Oichel with an improper achana, that's a new din deraisa. That's Rabbi's din. The Beitza Shenolda, me Shabbos liyantav, yantav for Shabbos, that's me esmol gormolo. Even though it's b'day shamayim, that's called an improper achana. So most of the Rishayim, all the Rishayim disagree with this Rashi. They all say that if you have what Rabbi calls an improper achana, that's a new isa deraisa to eat it on the second day, because it was huchan on the first day, which is Mekudish, and that's not a step. But it's not because that improper achana is the equivalent of a lack of achana, didn't have a right achana. No, you don't need achana. On the level of the rice, you don't need achana. Oichel, with that achana, that's called mukta. And mukta is only the rabbana. But with an improper achana is erger. And Rashi holds, no, with an improper achana is called bali achana. And that's the basic din. Bali achana, mukta vachila is the rice. That's the machlek, is Rashi and the other Rishonim how to read Rabbis Din. Okay, we'll leave that next week. We'll have to continue.
Two to go.
In this week's Sedra, and in the Haftorah, there's a connection. In the Sedra, we read about Avraham Avinu being concerned about being mamshech the masayra of monotheism, mamshech the masayra of Yiddishkeit to his children. So he already, he was prepared to settle for Yishmael. Well, Yishmael, Yishmael told him, no, keep Yitzchak, Karloch Hazar, has to be Yitzchak. He has to make sure Yitzchak gets a shidduch, and he has to have a wife who's one of the Yimoyas. He has to make sure it's Azayin Tzin Azelach, so he sends the Yevit to make sure it's a shidduch, and Al-Toshva is B'ni Rak, Al-Toshva B'ni Shoma. Yitzchak was an oil at Mimi, he can't send him to Chutzlah. It has to be the obvious, the whole haschol of Yiddishkeit has to be in Eretz Yisrael. This is the Iker Mokum, Kiyama Mitzvahs. The Iker place of Yiddishkeit is in Eretz Yisrael. Everything has to be in Eretz Yisrael. So he's preparing for the next, for the future generations. And then in the Haftarah, you also read the way Dovid HaMelech is preparing for the Hemshech of the Malchus Beis David. Who's going to take over? He's an old Melech David Zokin, he's getting old, he's going to die. Who's going to take over? So he had many, he had 18 wives, and he had many children from each wife. So there was a Shiloh who's going to take over. So one of the children made a merit. Adonia ben Chagiz had felt he's going to take over. And he had a seat with the Shlomo HaMelech who's going to take over. Pashtetzach, the Rabbani Shlomo is going to see who's going to take over. Ultimately, the Rabbani Shlomo is going to see. But we have a responsibility to act as if the Rabbani Shlomo is not doing anything over here. The Rabbani Shlomo sees to it. The Gemara says, on the pasuk, Zeh Sefer told us Sodom. So the Gemara says, the Chayez is Sefer. What Sefer? Adam Arishan had a Sefer. And the Gemara says, no, this was the Sefer of the history of the world that the Rabban Shalom showed Adam Arishan. He already had a plan in advance. Dor Dor V'Dorshav, Dor Dor V'Chachomav, Dor Dor V'Sefrov. The Rabban Shalom leads the world in the direction that he wants. You have so many machloikis among the Talmid HaChomim. So some Talmid HaChomim pressure the community to accept their opinions. Some keep on publishing and speaking, and others are quiet. So it's going to come out because this fellow has a loud mouth, and he publishes his statement. He keeps on darshing in public. Whenever he has an opinion, his opinion is going to be accepted. Does that make sense? The answer is the Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to see to it which opinion is going to be accepted. The Talmud Chacham, who's convinced that he's right, has an obligation to act as if the Rebbeinu Shlomo is not acting behind the scenes. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to see ultimately who's going to be elected to office. And who's going to be the Melech, and who's the Dor Dor V'Chachamav, Dor Dor V'Sofer, Dor Dor V'Dorsh, Baruch Shalom is going to see. But we have an obligation to act as if there is no Hashgacha, as if we're doing it. So that's why David HaMelech has to try to see to it, that he should transmit Malchus Beis David to Shlomo HaMelech properly, and Avraham Avinu also like that. We have, that's exactly the mitzvah Pirei V'Rivya. We all have an obligation to see to it that we transmit Yiddishkeit to the next generation. If the parents give birth to children, they don't raise the children, they don't give them a chinuch, so they're not yet in the mitzvah of they're not yet in the mitzvah of chinuch. They're not yet in the mitzvah of peribereviya. The Gemara says, we learned the Gemara in Brochus on the few that Chizkiyah HaMelech didn't marry. So Yishaya Novi, he was sick and he was going to die. So Yishaya Novi came to me in the and says, you're going to die because you didn't fulfill peribereviya. So he said, I can't fulfill peribereviya. He said, I saw Baruch HaKadosh. If he's going to have children, they'll be Rishoyim, they won't be from a Yidin. So even if I'll have children, I won't be Yitzin. So why should I bother? What does he have to have the Agmas Nefesh of having children? So he said, no, you're wrong. You made a mistake. Not your concern. But the Cheshbon, the post can point out, the Cheshbon would have been correct. He made a wrong Cheshbon. He shouldn't have made such a Cheshbon. But Al Pi Halacha, part of what he did was right. If a person knows, how can you ever know? If a person knows that he won't be able to raise his children properly, he says, Taka not yet in the mitzvah peribereviya. The Ika mitzvah peribereviya is to transmit the tradition of Yiddishkeit to the next generation. That's what the Gemara says. What if a person doesn't have any children, or doesn't have religious children? So the Gemara says, Kamalaman is ben chaver atara, malala kasav, kili yaladai. If he transmits Torah to others, if he has yeshivas, he pays for Jewish education, so he transmits Yiddishkeit to the next generation. So that's a partial Kiyama Mitzvah of Pirei V'Rivya. That's the same thing Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is given to the Jewish people as Moirosha, and there's a difference between Moirosha and Yerusha. So Marosha, Yerusha means I got a Yerusha, I can do whatever I want. Marosha means it's a heritage, not an inheritance. It belongs to us, and we have an obligation to transmit it to the next generation. The same as Torah, Torah Tzivolana Moshe, Marosha Kilazanya, not a Yerusha. Now we got the Torah Yerusha, we can do whatever we want, we can throw it out in the garbage. Marosha means we have to transmit it to the next generation. So we have the obligation to transmit Eretz Yisrael also. We have to worry now for the future. Not enough that we are from and we're living in Eretz Yisrael, we're supporting, we have to see to it that in the future generations Yiddishkeit will flourish and Eretz Yisrael will continue. This is all our obligation to worry. We all have an obligation to do like Avraham Avinu, like David HaMelech, to worry about the Hemshech for the future. We started Beitza, and the first Mishnah has the three machlekes between Beshamay and Beisilel regarding Hilchos Yontif, where the Beisilel is Machmir and the Beshamay is Mekel. So the first one is going to be discussed at length in the beginning of the Torah. The first machlekes is that Beitza should all be Yontif. If the hen lays an egg on Yontif, so Beisilel say that you're not allowed to eat it, and Beshamay say you are allowed to. So the Gemara asks, why did the Beisilel say you're not allowed to eat the egg? What's so big? So the Gemara gives four reasons. So we spent a little time on the first time, Rab Nachman. Rab Nachman says that the Mishnah is talking about a Taina Geles, Chaimedes, the Gadol Beitzim. It's not a Taina Geles Chaimedes Lachila. He doesn't plan to shech this Taina Geles. So the Taina Geles doesn't have a Shem Oichel at all. Taina Geles is like a machine. Chaimedes Legadol Beitzim, every other day he gives a Beitzim, keeps on laying eggs. So the Tanagoyles had a Beitza inside. It takes 2 days, every 2 days it goes in it. So the Tanagoyles on Erev Yontif is like a machine, not a Meichel. Then in the middle of Yontif it lays an egg. So all of a sudden that's like Neulad. So a thing which was non-Eichel, part of it converts to become an Eichel. So Rav Nachman claims that that's a Machlekes Rav Yudah and Rav Shimon, where the Eichelim need Hachana. Rav Nachman claims that even though it's Neulad Gomor, even though it's Mamish Neulad Gomor, it wasn't Eichel at all in the beginning of Shabbos. That's exactly why we don't pass like Rav Nachman. We hold like the Gemara Satosis course, and whenever something is Neulad Gomor, it didn't even exist at all in the state of Eichel on Erev Shabbos. It wasn't Eichel at all. It wasn't Kli at all. And even Rav Shimon will agree that it's going to be Muktzah. But Rav Nachman doesn't hold like that. He holds even Mandi Islay Muktzah Islay Neulad. Natana Mandalaisle Muktzah Laisley no Natana Rav Shimon, who doesn't hold from Muktzah, holds it even though it is Mutter. Even though it became Eichel in the middle of Yontif, according to Rav Shimon, it will not be Muktzah. So he learns, or Nachman learns, that this is the machlekes between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel.
He can, a minute before Shabbos, he can change his mind.
Yeah, if he changes his mind a minute before Yontif, and he decides he wants to shecht. He no longer plans to leave this tiny girl to manufacture eggs. He plans maybe to shecht it on Yontif or soon after. Then the tiny girl is now labeled as Eichel, and maybe it'll be Uchla Diafras. The dates that will come out, according to Rav Nachman, will not be Muktzah, it won't be Neulad. It'll be like a big chal, and you take off a slice. That's Eichel Shenifred Mei Eichel. That won't be a problem of Muktzah. So the Gemara was bothered with Akasha, the Gemara faked Akasha, and B'mayu kimto, about 10 lines from the top of base on the base, and the line begins with these words. B'mayu kimto. How did you say that pshat in the Mishnah, Rav Nachman? How do you say pshat? It's talking, you know, kimto means a special case. So you say that the case that we're talking about, the meduber is tanigol samedes legadol beitzim umishur muktzim. The issue of the beitzim shenolda is plutzlung in the middle of Yontif comes an oichel, and it wasn't an oichel in the beginning of Yontif. Because the beginning of Yontif was part of the Tana Gerlis, which was not a Medes Lachidus, so it's not a Neuchel. So Freg the Gemara, if that's the case, Adam iflegi the beitz, instead of arguing, instead of presenting a machlokes b'shan v'sil about the beitz, you should all be on to. One should just have like this. Tainagelus amedes legadl beitzim. In the middle of Yontav, I change my mind and I decide I want to shech the tainagelus. Argue about the tainagelus. I change my mind and mikan yelach, I want to shech the tainagelus and eat it. So in the beginning of Yontav was not oichel. In the middle of Yontav became oichel. So have the machlekes over there. Ah, the miflegi. Instead of arguing the beitz, so why does the Mishnah present the dispute b'sham v'sil by the beitz of Shinolda? In other words, the beitz that became eichel midlo yontiv, liflegu b'tana gailas. Give me the machlekes by the tana gailas itself. He changes his mind midlo yontiv, then he decides to shecht it.
Would he have to go to the Beitz
of Shinolda? Zogan the Tanagrelis itself, yeah. Which mean that the Tanagrelis itself, Liyolam, is it depends which sheet he holds. That's what the Gemara is going to spell out now. The Tanagrelis itself is less chomer than the Beitz. The Beitz of Shinolda from a Tanagrelis and Medus Legadal Beitz. And even after the Beitz is nolda, I still plan to leave the Tanagrelis. He has an egg farm. Yeah. He's still going to use this Beitz, he's still going to use the Tanagrelis to lay more eggs. So the Beitz is nolda v'yontav is a more serious shaylov muktzeh. It's mamish noilad gomer. We hold aloch. In such case, it would be noilad gomer. Everybody would hold that it's muktzeh. And the Tanagrelis I met is legadal Beitz, and then in the middle of yontav, I changed my mind. Some people would have considered the Tanagrelis Eichel already. I personally don't plan to shecht it, so as far as I'm concerned, it's not an Eichel. But if I switch my mind in the middle of Yontiv, there's more reason to be Mekel over to say that maybe there it's on the Tanagrelis you can be Mekel. So that's what the Gemara is going to discuss now. Does it
for the party.
Huh?
It's like the ice cream you have for the party.
Right, right. It's like the ice cream I put away for this birthday party on Matzoi Shabbos. If I would have changed my mind, it would have been Eichel already now, just like this. But because I didn't change my mind, so it's not Oymed Lachim. Either by the time of Gerdes Hamedes, Legadol Beitz, if I change my mind in the middle of Yontif, it's easier to be Mekel there than to be Mekel by the time of, by the Beitz of Shinolda.
But if you consider it Ochel de Ifros, then it's the same thing. If the Beitz is considered the Ochel de Ifros, like we'll present,
It's only uchle difras if the Tanagrelis is amedes la'achila, so the Tanagrelis has the shame arichol. Then the Beitz is amed la'achila, so that's arichol and this is arichol. Says I just cut off one arichol from the other. It's like slicing a challah. Uchle difras. So the Gemara wants to know when you have a machleke satanoi, you can present the machleke, and one time is mekel, one time is machmer. The Beis Hillel is machmer, and the Beis Shammah is mekel. And you can present the machlokes either by Tanagrelis Hamedes Legadol Beitz him and he changes his mind in the middle of Yontif, or he doesn't change his mind on the Tanagrelis, but it's Beitz Shinolda from the Tanagrelis. So does it make more sense to tell me the machlokes B'sham and B'sil in the one case or in the other? The way it's presented in the Mishnah, that Beis Shammai is even Mekel
by the
Beitz. If you would have given me the case of Tanagrelis, so the Chiddush would be that the Beis Hillel is even Machmer. Beis Hillel is even Machmer on the Tanagrelis. So which way should it, does it make more sense to present the Machlekes B'Sham V'Sil? When you tell me the Chiddush within Beis Hillel LaHachmer, or within the Beis Shammai LaHachmer? So one consideration is, how do we paskin? One consideration is we don't paskin like the Beis Shammah, we're going to paskin like the Beis Hillel. So what do I care? You tell me a Chiddush within the Beis Shammah. Tell me a Chiddush, we're not going to paskin like the Beis Shammah. Tell me a Chiddush within the Beis Hillel, that's Negeh Lachol HaMaisa. But on the other hand, there's a consideration of Kerech Datei Rodif. If you're telling me, if the Mishnah would have, the way the Mishnah presents it, it tells me Beis Shammah is even Mekel in that case. So to tell me Yachidish within any Tana who's more Mekel, that's Taka more valuable. That's called Kerech de Hetera Odif. Kerech de Hetera Odif is usually when the Poskim write, when there's a Shasat Chak and someone writes a Tshuva to be Mekel, so he gives all the reasons and then he writes the last line, Kerech de Hetera Odif. he thinks he should be mekel. It's a melitza that the poskim use when they want to be mekel. So in the Gemara, though, the Gemara doesn't mean
you should be mekel
in this case. Yeah. In the Gemara, all it means is
when you can be mekel.
No. What it means is when you're writing, if you're composing Mishnayos HaBrayos, if you're a Tana, if you write a Sefer, and you can write, either you can present your story one way or the other. And if you present it one way, it'll be a Chiddush Lahachmer. And if you present it the other way, it'll be a Chiddush Lahakel. So present it in a way that's more interesting. You'll keep the reader's attention better. If you're leading up to a kula, people are more interested in kulas. So that's what the Gemara says over here. So the Gemara says instead of arguing, what do you have to argue on the Beitza Shinolda, argue on the Tana Gailus herself. He changes his mind in the middle of the Yontif. Adam if you give Beitza instead of arguing by the Beitza, lift look at the Tana Gailus. Why don't you argue about the Tana Gailus itself? So the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah writes the Machlokes by Beitz. The Mishnah wants to tell me the Beis Shammai is even makel by the Beitz Shinolda. It's better to give me this case, Craig the Gemara. But if you give me the Velif Lugubitanagos, say the other way, because we pasken like the Beis Shammai, we don't pasken like Beis Shammai. You'll tell me no. But if you have these two considerations, on the one hand, it's more important to tell me a chiddush within the Beis Hillel because Allah Alamais. We pass like the Beis Hillel. On the other hand, the chiddush within the Beis Shammai, if you tell me the other case, will be a kerta teirodiv. That's a more fascinating chiddush, that the Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai is even makel in that case. The chiddush, you tell me that that's preferable, kerta teirodiv. It's more important to write the machlekes in the way where you tell me a kula, even though we don't pass an halacha l'maaseh like that kula. When you have two ways to write it, so it's better to write it like that. So frag the Gemara. But why is it an issue either to write this way or that way?
Write both.
It'll just be one more word.
Yeah.
The ganze maaseh will be frag the Gemara. Little the travail. Let the Mishnah record the story both on the Tana Gailus and on the Beitza. Tana Gailus, I made this legadol beitzim. He who beits also, what's the din on the Tana Gailus? He changes his mind and decides to eat it. And then the beitzim shenol the Beshami say it's mutam b'silu say like. So that's why the Gemara doesn't like Rav Nachman's sheep. The Gemara holds that according to Rav Nachman, it's really schwer. Why did the Mishnah only write it on the beitzim shenolda? You're talking about a Tana Gailus, I made this legadol beitzim. Tazok Tana Gailus, I made this. Say what you're talking about. It doesn't say it's talking about Tana Gailus HaMeres L'Gadol Beitz. It's an Okimta Pshat, the Hachem Ha'askina. You're restricting the Mishnah only in that case. If it would have been Tana Gailus HaMeres L'Achila, according to Rav Nachman, it's Hefter Gomer, Bein L'Bishami, Bein L'Bisilu, Zuch L'Difras. So Gemara says it doesn't appear to be correct. Then the Mishnah should have said, Tana Gailus, it shouldn't be Masechus Beitz, it should be Masechus Tana Gailus. You say Tana Gailus HaMeres L'Gadol Beitz, and he who beits also, they shamay say mutam b'silu say os. So that's what prompted the Amaroim to give different pshatim in the Mishnah. So the next pshat is Rabba El Omar Rabba. So Rabba disagrees with Rav Nachman, and he says he doesn't think he's right. Li'oy lomsim u'zayim. If you have a tana goylus hamedes legadol beitzim, and it lays an egg, that's noilat gomur. That's noilat gomur. It didn't even, the beitzim didn't even exist as a chepta lech on the beginning of Shabbos. That's going to be mukta. That's no lagomer. There never was a machlekes. He holds that Rav Nachman is wrong, and that's how we all hold la locha. No lagomer is mukta la locha lemais. But leoylem we're talking tana gailus hameres lachila. And whereas Rav Nachman holds that in that case it will be uchle difras, just like separating oichel from oichel, like slicing a challah. You're just separating the bait. Everybody would hold that it's mukta. Rabbi says no, it's not correct. We're talking about a special case, but also an akim tipshat. Beitz shenol de biyontif. Which day of the week did the yontif fall out? Was that nafkamina? Which day of the week? Sunday, Monday. What's the difference? Which day? Yontif is yontif. So he says no. Special case. We're talking only yontif fell out on Sunday. Yontif fell out on Sunday. The yontif shchali is achar Shabbos haskina. Special case. Only if yontif fell out on Sunday.
I think till Rav Nachman's.
Yeah. But then the Gemara is going to back out from that. First, the Gemara comes so limited, then the Gemara backs out. No. So Rabbi explains like this. There's a pasuk in Chumash that says that the mon came down all week long, and on Shabbos the mon didn't come down. How come the mon didn't come down? Because there was no Erev in the Midbar, so they weren't permitted to carry. And they didn't carry the mon. If the mon, what are they going to do? They're going to eat it there in the Midbar? Yeah. They can't eat it in the house. So they have to bring it in the house. So you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. So the mon didn't come down on Shabbos. So it says there was a double portion of mon. There was lecha mishna, double portion of mon, two oimer. Every day there was oimer lagulgolos. If a person had, let's say, he had a wife and he had 9 children, so there would be 11 shears. He would pick up 11 shears of the mon. If he'll pick 13 shears, by the time he comes home, there would only be 11. Yeah, that's another thing. But it says when they came home and they measured, there was exactly the amount of mon that he needed, not more, not less. Everybody had the right amount. And on Erev Shabbos, there was a double portion for everybody. Everybody got a double portion because on Shabbos, it wasn't going to come down. So the shaila is, what about on Yontif? On Yontif, if you want to carry food, you're allowed to carry food. So Lechari, the mon did come down on Yontif. So if the mon came down at Yontif, so then you shouldn't. We do different things. Zechal amon. We have lechem mishnah zechal amon to remind us of the nest that on Erev Shabbos there was a double portion, and we have shalashudas also zechal amon. How did the shalashudas zechal amon? Because the pasuk that says yichlu hayom ki Shabbos hayom Lashem hayom lasim tzubasoda. So the word hayom says 3 times. The word Hayom says 3 times, so the Chazal said to remember that pasuk. They made a takana of Shalosh Sudas. Yeah. When they first put out the art scroll on Zmiris, so someone made a mistake there. In the original printing on the art scroll, they were doing it very quickly. So they said something about to remind us of the 3 meals that Haman made. And they quoted an Aruch HaShulchan, because there's no medrash like that. So they quoted an Aruch HaShulchan. Apparently someone read it quickly, and they said Keneged Haman. So they thought the 3 meals. And then they corrected it. No, it's the first art scroll. And then they corrected it in the later editions. It has nothing to do with Haman. It's with the mon. So the shaila is, the Gemara has 2 pashtus. They're both takanas de rabbanon. Shalashudas afi pashtus is only the rabbanon. The lech mishnah is only the rabbanon. Zechal amon. Some rishonim say shalashudas deraisa. But the pashtus in the poskim is that it's only the rabbanon. So the shaila is, what about yontif? Did the mon come down on yontif? Did the mon not come down? There's no beferish apostles. So on the one hand, we do have lecha mishnah yontif. We do require lecha mishnah yontif. The Rishonim discuss on Pesach night the dinners you have to have a broken matzah, but you have to have lecha mishnah. So what do you do? So our minig is that we have 3 matzahs and we break one, so we have 2.5. So you have the 2 shleimus is the lecha mishnah, and the broken matzah is the prusa lecha moini. And the Rambam and the Rif and half of the Rishonim say no. What if you have 2.5? So you have so how is that lecha moini? The poor man doesn't have 2.5. So he says, no, lecha moini means that you don't have lecha mishnah. On Leil Pesach, you don't have lecha mishnah, you have 1.5. Instead of having 2 shleimas, you only have 1.5. But all of Rishonim assume that you need lecha mishnah on Yontif, just like on Shabbos. So they all assume the mon did not come down on Yontif either. Even though you're permitted to carry on Yontif, the mon did not come down on Yontif. But on the other hand, do we have shalashudas on Yontif? So the Rambam writes, you have to have shalashudas on Yontif like on Shabbos. But in Shulchan Aruch, they pask him against the Rambam. And the Mokar is the Talmud Yerushalmi. Bira Agra quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi in the last parak in Maaseh Sheni is beferish that there's no shalashudas on Yontif. If you're hungry, mech tesei, but you're not mechuyif to have shalashudas on Yontif. So it's a question: if the both the shalashudas with the lech mishnah are both zechel amon, and we're assuming apparently that the mon didn't fall down on Yontif like it didn't fall down on Shabbos, how come we don't have shalashudas on Yontif like on Shabbos? Al gut tikash. We don't really have a good answer.
What happened to it in Yontif? If you have Yontif Friday, for how much man did they get on Thursday?
3 portions. So if you have Yontif next to Shabbos, either Yontif is on Friday, Yontif is on Sunday, so then 3 portions of man would fall down. So that's what Rav Shlomo Levilner writes. He was bothered with that kasha for years and years, and he never heard a good parrots. When you have Yontif next to Shabbos, why don't we require Lechem Mishulash? Why do we only have Lechem Mishneh? We should make Zechel Amon to need 3 chalas, 3 matzahs.
This is the name of the Shabbos.
Okay, maybe. They only ate man, but they used to cook the man and fry it and everything was whatever. Had different flavors. The man had different flavors, but that's all they ate. And then when they were complaining, so they said the man is coming out of our noses already. The same man all the time. So Moshe Rabbeinu would say, "What do you mean the same man? However you cook it, it has a different flavor." Yeah.
Whatever you
want,
taste
it. Whatever you want,
taste it.
That's all. So Tesis has this issue. Tesis discusses here: did the man fall down on Yom Tov? Did the man not fall down? So they quote Midrashim at the end of the long Tesis, Vayu Yom Hashishi. So they quote that there are Midrashim that seem to say the Pharisee that the man did fall down on Yom Tov, because there's no reason why he shouldn't fall down. He permitted to carry. But in the Bavli and Argimar, Rabbi is Beferish. Rabbi, and we pass like Rabbi. Rabbi is up Beferish. The man neither came down on Shabbos, as the Pasuk is Mefurish, nor did it come down on Yom Tov. The man didn't come down, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. So when the Pasuk says, V'hoya b'yom hashishi, v'hechinu eisa sheyoviyu, on Erev Shabbos, they should take in a double portion of man, and they should prepare it. They should prepare everything in advance. So Rabbi understands from the Pasuk, V'hoya b'yom hashishi, that only chol is mechon l'Shabbos, and chol is mechon l'Yom Tov. You have to have the hachana Surah Shabbos, the Surah Siyantiv has to be a Surah Hashuvah. So you need hachana mibod yom. You can't just fall into Shabbos and eat whatever you happen to have in the house. You're supposed to have hachana for the Surah Shabbos. Doesn't necessarily mean you have to cook it lishma or lishma. The food in the house is mukhan. When the food is there, it's mukhan. But if the man is going to fall down on Yontif, how come the man didn't fall down on Yontif? You're allowed to carry. The answer is, you're allowed to carry, that's not a problem. But where's the hachana? The man is the yesh meyayin. The Rebbe Shlom is going to create a lechem in Hashemayim, yesh meyayin on Shabbos, on Michael Shalnez, and there was absolutely no hachana at all. It didn't exist at all as far as we're concerned. We didn't have the ability to get this man. It didn't come down from heaven until Yom Tov morning. So that's why the man didn't fall down on Yom Tov, because Surah Shabbos, Surah Yom Tov, on Shabbos, the man didn't fall down, you're not allowed to carry it. That's why it didn't fall down. But on Yom Tov, you are allowed to carry it, also it didn't fall down. Because you're not allowed to eat such man that falls down in the middle of Yom Tov. It had no achana. So the word is, the Pasuk says, Suda Shabbos, Suda Yom Tov, need achana. And he's saying a din deraisa. Rabbi's saying a din deraisa. That Suda Shabbos and Suda Yom Tov need achana. And the achana has to be miyom chol. Because the man neither fell down on Shabbos nor on Yom Tov. So the hachana was always done on a weekday. They never had hachana, not for Shabbos to Yom Tov, not from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So what? All right. So what does this have to do with us, Bizman Hazeh? What do we learn from that pasuk? So the Rishonim point out two dinim. They say that Rabbi's din, this is called hachana de Rabbi. Rabbi's din of hachana. Rabbi hachana de Rabbi, because the other Amoraim don't seem to agree with Rabbi. Rav Nachman and the others coming later, Rav Yosef and Abaye. Nobody agrees. We paskin like Rabbi Alpi Pashtun, but it's known as Hachana de Rabbi. He was the one who developed this din. He was the one who formulated this din. So here, and in Erevin, the Gemara has two different aspects of Hachana de Rabbi, both seemingly deraisa. The one is that you're not permitted to do Amaisa Hachana Miyantav L'Shabbos and Mishabbos L'Yantav. You're not allowed to do Amaisa Hachana. And number two, I can't snap my fingers and make the man fall down. I didn't do that. The Rebbeinu Shlom did that. The Rebbeinu Shlom is not allowed to make the man fall down. No, that's not a problem. The second thing is, if you had food that didn't have a proper hachana, even though the improper hachana was b'day shamayim, no human being is guilty of anything. It happened naturally. The man came down, or the Beit HaShenolda. Beit HaShenolda, that's a normal process. The Tana girl just develops a beitza. If you have oichel that didn't have a proper hachana, mechol liyontof, and mechol l'shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to eat it. So those are the two dinim.
There has to be 3 days before Shabbos.
Before they only had 1 day.
What do you mean 3 days? Or what?
The Europe is to be machine on Wednesday or Thursday.
That's just
okay.
As long as you have a chon.
The Mishnah Berurah is the one to say Chiddush that the mitzvah preparing for Shabbos you only eat on Friday in the daytime. He says some women like to set the table on Thursday night. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's very nice, but they're not yet to the mitzvah. He says Bayom Hashishi. Bayom Hashishi means in the daytime. Leil Shishi is not. If you set the table, you go shopping Thursday night, you're not yet. He says the mitzvah of Hachana for Shabbos is only fulfilled on Friday morning. But Yom HaShishi, Friday morning. He wants to say a Chiddush, let's say you need Chalas, and you have to go to the bakery. You don't make your own, you have to go to the bakery to buy Chalas. He wants to say a Chiddush, you're allowed to go before davening Shachris. He says, because it's a Dvar Mitzvah. He thinks it is permissible to go before Shachris. And you can't say, go later in the day. Later in the day, not Yotze either. So it's only Friday morning, and Thursday night Nisht, and Friday afternoon Nisht, that's Bidavka Friday morning.
According to the others,
so let's say the person is going to go to Shachris, then he's going to learn Daf Yomi, then he's going to whatever. By the time he's going to go to the bakery, it's going to be 12 o'clock, so he says he's not Yotze. He says, better go before Shachris.
According to Rav Nachman or Rav Yossi or Rav Yitzchok, there's no way that the man
didn't come on
Yom Tov.
Right, you don't know. Rabbis,
we don't know.
Tosfos quotes Midrashim Chalukim. Tosfos says on the first wide line, the Midrashim Chalukim, it's a machlokes between the different Midrashim, whether the man did come down on Yom Tov, the man didn't come down on Yom Tov. Rabbi assumes that the man did not come down on Yom Tov. The Pasuk says it didn't come down on Shabbos. And the male, if you put these two together, the man didn't come down on Yom Tov, didn't come down on Shabbos. When it says V'hoyah b'yom hashishi v'echinu, the Yom HaShishi must be a weekday. It can't be that Yom Tov fell out on Friday. Then the man wouldn't fall down on Yom Tov. It would fall down on Thursday then. So when the Pasuk says B'yom HaShishi v'echinu for Shabbos, it means the Yom HaShishi is a Yom Chol. So the Hachana must be before Shabbos and before Yom Tov, Chol. Chol mechal on Shabbos, Chol mechal on Yom Tov. Then Yom Tov mechal on Shabbos, and Yom Tov mechal, then Shabbos mechal on Yom Tov. And there are two dinim. The Tzugi in Erevin is talking about the prohibition of doing such an act of Achana. You're not allowed to do such an act of Achana. And our Tzugi is not talking about the prohibition that Beitzah, Shenoldas, Bidei Shamayim, the Gemara calls it. Happens naturally, automatically. Here the Tzugi is talking about the prohibition of eating such food which didn't have a proper Achana. So let's see, it says in the Gemara that, let's assume we pass like Rabbi. We do, we pass like Rabbi. So there's an Issa der Issa to set the table on Yom Tov to Shabbos. We do it all the time.
Maybe
we cook
food,
also.
Cook
we cook also on Yom Tov to Shabbos. But we cook food. We make an Erev Tashilim. We cook food on Yom Tov to Shabbos. So the answer is, well, he made an Erev Tashilim, that's why. So Taisa says, Erev Tashilim is only Takana der Rabbanan. It's not a Din der Issa. They mean an Erev Tashilin the Rabbanon is Mater and Issa Deraisa. How can that be? It's an Issa Deraisa to prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So how can an Erev Tashilin be Mater? That's what Tyson says. What's going on? What's going on in the Gemara?
The original Issa is called the Shabbos, right?
Yeah. No, Chol to Shabbos is
good.
The Heter, the Mitzvah, that's the way it's supposed to be. It should be from Chol to Shabbos and Chol to Yom Tov. And not from Shabbos to Yom Tov, not from Yom Tov to Shabbos. The Tosfos says about 10 lines in. Ach Teima, the line begins with the word Chashuva. Ach Teima, Oel Bahachon, the Araisa, there's really an Issa the Araisa to prepare anything from Yom Tov to Shabbos? We do it all the time. When Yom Tov falls out on Erev Shabbos, Hechonu Bevashlim, Hechonu Ofim Bevashlim, Yom Tov Shabbos, you set the table, you prepare the food, you bench lift everything. The Chitema, the only answer is, I there, Erev Tashilin. What are you talking about? Chiyasi, Takanta, the Rabbana, Vilekar, Achana, the Raisa. How can it be? That's Tosis Kasha. How can it be? So let's go. The Tosis gives the second answer. Tosis gives the second answer. We'll get to the first answer. I feel the Lididam, we're going to have to read the whole Tosis in a bit. But let's first do this. Feel the Necho, they say, the line begins with the word Lididam Necho, and they say, the cold over off of your Mavusho, when you bake something, when you cook something, that's not called Achana. When you said, let's say, Yanta falls out on Friday, you set the table, and you prepare everything, and you cook on Yom Tov Shabbos. That's not called Achana. That's nothing. That's nothing. So what is called Achana? What is called Achana? What are they saying? Kol davar ofu yemavushal, when you bake something on Yom Tov Shabbos, when you cook something, that's not Achana. Shach b'Achana. Sheinu b'chutz l'rak tikkun, just cook it a little bit. The mekora habi chazalei. It was also Roy Lachy before.
If you make dough, and you make dough, and you make a challah, how will it cost?
So I said, that's nothing. So what is? Rakabi Beitza Shehu Dover Chodesh Alahoisa Ba'olam. Lahoisa Ruya Klal Mekora. Oh, that's Hachana de Rabbe is kimat impossible to violate. Hardly ever applies. The real din Hachana de Rabbe is only when you make a Dover Chodesh. That's the word that Tosfos says. And the same line appears in the Tosfos in Erevin on Daf Lamed Ches, where this sugya is also Achana de Rabbe Daf Lamed Ches. And the Sefer HaChinuch writes like that. When the Sefer HaChinuch quotes this din of Achana de Rabbe, so he says you only have two or three cases in the whole wide world where you ever have Achana de Rabbe. Because Achana de Rabbe is only violated if you made a Dover Chodesh. Yesh Meyayin. So you only have it a Beitzah Shenolda. The Mon comes down from heaven. Mamish Yesh Meyayin. Beitzah Shenolda. These are the two cases on Adaf, Mamish Davar Chodesh, and then an Erev in Daf Lama, there are only three cases. The Mon isn't falling down anymore, so that case is gone already. So the only thing, and an Erev is the case, Yontif next to Shabbos, and he makes an Erev Chatzeris on the Yontif that he should be allowed to carry on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, you just made a Davar Chodesh, Naya Zach that an Erev Yontif, there wasn't an Erev Chatzeris. And now you made on Yontif, you made the Erev HaTzeres and Shabbos, that's a Dover Chodesh. So the whole prohibition, the both prohibitions of Achana de Rabbe, the one thing that you're not allowed to make a Achana de Rabbe, you're not allowed to do an act of Achana on Shabbos for Yontif and Yontif for Shabbos, that doesn't apply cooking. There's not a problem. Cooking food, that's not a Dover Chodesh. It's only if you have the ability to make eggs, if you can make a trick that the munches fall down, and you can make a Beitzah Shenolda, you can make an Erev Chatzeres, something like that, a Dover Chodesh, that's what you're not allowed to do. And that's what, if it happened, the Heter of the Yisr, if it happened that Shabbos was Mechem for Yontif, or Yontif was Mechem for Shabbos, you had an improper Achana, even with Dei Shemayim, nobody violated anything. There was an improper Achana, then there's a Din Deraisa, you're not allowed to eat it. Because through the Shabbos, it's a proper
Achana. A Ruv Chatzeres is only the Rabbunon.
Right.
So what Shachter is doing, as the Raisa should say, such a Achana would be is the Raisa.
So that'll only be an Issa the Rabbana Vaita. So there's only one case in the whole world.
Right.
Only the Beitza Shenolda. That's all.
Maybe no Yosekhu that fell down on Yom.
It's also Mukhsa
Rabbunon. Okay. Very rare.
Yeah.
It's a very rare case. That's what Taisa says, in effect, and the Sefer HaChinuch even writes it more explicitly. He says just two or three cases. That's all Achana de Rabbe. That's what Taisa's second answer. That's the second answer that they give. What was the first answer that they gave? That's where it's assumed. The din of Achana de Rabbe only applies when there's a Dover Chodesh, and it's very rare to label something as a Dover Chodesh.
The man
falling down on the Beitzah Shenolda, and the making an Erev Chatzeres. That's the Gemara. Tosfos in the first answer gives a, what do they say? Well, let's see the kasha again. Ach teima again by the line that begins with the word chashuva. That 10 lines into the Tosfos. So they say ach teima. They have a kasha. Hoil the hachana de'araisa. If Rabbi says that the din of Achana is a din deraisa, it's an isa deraisa to do a Achana on Yontif for Shabbos. Shabbos the Yontif, but we do it all the time. Hey, choyef from a mevashlem Yontif for Shabbos. How are you allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos? Uchitema, you'll answer right there. Erev Tavshilin, is that okay? V'chiyosi takanta rabbanu leka Achana deraisa. And v'teisis v'nira liyashiv. The answer is the whole kash is within Rabbo. How can Rabbo hold Achana de Rabbo? According to Rabbo, how do you cook on Yontif for Shabbos? So you say, Rabbi has another statement in Psachim that answers this kasha. Rabbi Lishitah says, okay, V'niru liyashiv, the Rabbi gufei ozil etaymei. Rabbi goes Lishitah, said the Islay, says in Psachim, his sheet is the following. Let's say a person, they're planning a bar mitzvah. They're going to have a shever brachos, bar mitzvah or something. And the mother, the balabasta, is very busy. She goes to work every day. She has no time. And she wants to make her own challah for the bar mitzvah. So she has off Sukkot. She doesn't go to work Rosh Hashanah. She doesn't go to work Sukkot. So the whole day Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, Halamot, she also goes to work. So the whole day Yontif, she's going to stand and bake the whole day Yontif. She's Zoyfa Mi Yontif L'chol. Is that permissible? To bake on Yontif L'chol? When the Chumash says That there's a heter, Reich al Nefesh, you're allowed to cook on Yontif. What you need on Yontif. What about to cook on Yontif, beferish, to eat it 3 months, the bar mitzvah is on Tu B'Shvat. It's not going to be now. So you're allowed to cook on Yontif for Tu B'Shvat. So the Gemara has a machlokes and samaroyim, Rabbi Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef says that you get malchus. Rav Yosef says you're only allowed to cook on Yontif what you need or what you may need. I may get guests. They may come, they may not come. I have to wait till the guests come, and then I bake the cookies. Or it's not the cheret, it's to give them exactly five cookies for every guest. You have to leave over some cookies. You have to bake 10 cookies, so they'll leave over. So that's also, I need that. So that's mutter. But to cook clearly way more than I need. I know for sure I'm not going to eat it. The finish, I'm going to put it away in the freezer, save it for later. So Rav Yosef holds that that's an issa derais, and he holds that you get malchus. And Rabbi says no, that you're not like it. There's no issa derais. Why? I bet it's not Erchal Nefesh. So Rabbi says, even though there's no kavanas agavre, you don't plan to eat it on Yom Tov. But theoretically, what would happen if all the Jews from town would come to visit you? And they'd be interested in eating. So you give them all the cookies, you give them all the food. So hoil v'imik le'le'orchim, if guests would pop in, chazila, you'd be able theoretically to give it to them. So even though that's not what you planned, there's no kavanas agavra to feed it to the guests today, but nonetheless, oichal nefesh, the heter oichal nefesh sets itself up automatically. You don't need your kavanah to declare it as oichal nefesh. Since the mitzvah is that it may serve the purpose of, theoretically, it could have served the purpose of Echal Nefesh, the Rabbi holds that that's Echal Nefesh.
It has to be possible, in other words, you can't take it in the very last second.
Yeah, right.
Before Shabbos is saying maybe Yom
Kippur. Right. Let's say he puts it into the oven the last minute before Yom Kippur. So if the guests come, they won't be able to eat what he just put in the last minute on Yom Kippur. It's still raw, it didn't bake you. He's going to put it in 5 minutes before. It'll be burning hot. They won't be able to eat it then. So on whatever he puts in late in the afternoon, late in the afternoon, there's no heter of oil. So Rabbi will also agree that you're not allowed to do that. So that's a machlekes Rabbi Rav Yosef. So there in that sugya in Psochim and Daf Namvav, the Gemara asked Akasha, how do we have this institution of Erev Tavshilin? When Yanta falls out on Friday, so you make an Erev Tavshilin on Thursday before Yanta. And then you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, Erev Tavshilin is only with the Rabban. In our Torah, there's no need for Erev Tavshilin. It's lomal of lamar. It doesn't help and you don't need it on the level of the rice. It's only with the Rabban on the whole Erev Tavshilin. So the Gemara asks the Shabbos, how are you allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos in our Torah? The Bishleim, if you hold like Rabbi, you say, Hoel b'mik le'ochem chazilei, hashtanami chazilei. So whatever I cook on Yom Tov, theoretically, even though I cook it the Feirish for Shabbos, I cook on Yom Tov to eat it tomorrow. I make a cholent, I make chicken, and I cook everything I do on Yom Tov for tomorrow. The Feirish don't have a mind to eat it today. But Rabbi says, Minatar, it's mutter, because theoretically I could have eaten it all today. So according to Rabbi, that it's mutter Minatar, because of Hoyel v'mikli, Ochem chazile, if the guests would have come, you would have eaten it today. So I understand you're dealing with a din de rabbanon to begin with. Say, hey mama, so hold it. So it's only de rabbanon. So you make an erev tashil de rabbanon. It's mata anisa de rabbanon. But the Gemara says, gevald if you hold like Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef holds the right from the yontif lechol is like if you cook or bake something on yontif and you don't plan to eat it on yontif, you plan to eat it after yontif. So Rav Yosef holds that that's anisa de raisa. So how are you permitted to cook on yontif and Shabbos with an erev tashilin? So to that, the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yosef Shita is that Tzarchi Shabbos Nasim Yontif. That you're allowed to cook on Yontif for Yontif. When you have Yontif next to Shabbos, you're allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. Rashi explains why is it Mutter? Rashi says because it's Kedusha Achas. Because since the two are adjacent, since the Shabbos and Yontif are one next to the other, so he says we treat it like a Kedusha Achas, like a Hemshech, a continuation. So when I'm cooking on Yontif, for today is Eichel Nefesh and I cook for tomorrow Shabbos is a continuation also Mutter. That's if I cook for next week for Tu B'Shvat, no. Then I'll get Malkus. That'll be an Issa Derayis. But if I cook for today or for Shabbos, which is adjacent to today, Shabbos HaSovach Leontiv, so that's Rav Yosef Shita. And Rabbi says that that's not the answer. Rabbi holds that that's not true. Rabbi holds Shabbos V'Yontiv HaSmulcham Zavazah Shtei Kedushas.
no hemshech, and tzarchi Shabbos are not nasim yontif. You're not allowed to cook on yontif for Shabbos. But the heter is based on hoil. The heter is based on hoil. Miklecha chazla hashkanami chazla. So let's say halacha lemaisin, when you make an erev tavshilin, when yontif falls out on erev Shabbos, you make an erev tavshilin, you're allowed to cook. But the erev tavshilin is only with the rabbanim. So what's the heter to cook min atayrus? According to Rabbi Yosef, the heter to cook is tzarchi Shabbos nasim yontif. It's oichal nefesh. That's part of the heter oichal nefesh. According to Rabbi, that's not it. It's because holbi mikle achim chazilei. So you have to be careful not to put the food in the last minute on Erev Shabbos.
Yes.
That's what the Magen Avraham says. You have to put it in a little earlier. Earlier on Erev Shabbos, so it should be roi lachila. Should be able to eat it theoretically on Yontif.
Right.
On Yontif. And then if you want, you can save it till Shabbos. So he wants to save it till Shabbos. But if you're going to put in, let's say you put on, the balabasta is going to put up a cold kettle of water on the stove, and the shidur got ben shlicht, and that's it. The cold kettle, she did an act of bishul, but she can't drink the hot water on yontif. It didn't cook up yet. The malacha didn't finish yet. And she's going to put in a raw challenge right before licht ben shin, so she does the malacha bishul, but it's not roi lachil on yontif. So that's why the Magen Avraham quotes the minig, that when Yontif is chali is be'er of Shabbos and you make an erev tavshilin, the mekabel Shabbos early. Instead of just being mekabel Shabbos late, you should be mekabel Shabbos, have extra additional tosefes Shabbos, so to force all the women to bench lech way earlier, 45 minutes earlier, so they'll have to put up all the food on the fire way earlier, so that it'll be ready roi lachila an hour before Shkiyah, so everything will be roi lachila on Yontif.
Before,
now should bench licht an hour before, instead of 20 minutes before, half an hour before Shkia, they should bench licht an hour before the Shkia, so to force them to do all the preparations, all the meals before, so you'll have this heter of halbi mikle alachim chazel and hashtanami chazel.
Yeah. And what is the case if you pick up the show Friday, which is a Yom Kippur, and got a Shabbos? He also has to put it up.
No, that's yes. That's when we learned Gemara Shabbos. Yeah. We learned that's a machlekes.
Right.
Rabbi Soloveitchik told us this story about a couple who are holding by getting divorced. The wife was a young couple holding by getting divorced. The wife was the daughter of a big Talmid Chacham who lived in upstate New York, a Litvisha, and the husband was a Galatiana. So he came to complain to Rabbi Soloveitchik. His wife is Machal Shabbos. He thought he married a Bas Talmid Chacham. Wife is Machal Shabbos. She puts up the cold kettle of water on the fire, and she puts up a cholent, and then she benches licht, and that's it, and it's not cooked yet. And she says that's what her mother did. He says his mother never did that. That's Machal Shabbos. So Rav Soloveitchik guessed the way they came from, so it was obvious that in the Shulchan Aruch it says it's permissible to cut up if you have a blech, so you're permitted to put up the cholent a minute before licht benching. And to put up the cold water on the blech a minute before licht benching, even though it's absolutely not cooked at all before Shabbos begins. Rabbi Kiveger on the bottom of the page in the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rashba in the third parak in Masechet Shabbos on that sugya, the beginning of Kiro. The Rashba suggests that maybe according to one opinion in the Tanoim, even with a blech, it's only permissible if it's a gil or Michael ben derusoy. If the water is already cooked before Shabbos, so then you leave it on a blech to maintain the heat. And the chont is at least roi lachila, shtikl roi lachila, Michael ben Nisoy. It's already cooked shlish bishula. So Rav Soloveitchik said, as he recalls, that in Lithuania they would make, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, they would put the cold kettle of water on top of the blech right before licht benching. In Galicia, there used to be machma, like Rabbi Kivege quoted in the name of the Rashba. So they're different minhogim, but it's not a question of minhogim, they're different shitas in Shulchan Aruch, machloikis. And the different communities, they follow the different shitas. In the Shulchan Aruch, it says, though, mutter. Shulchan Aruch says, if you have a blech, you can put on raw food on top of the blech, and the whole cooking is done on Shabbos. So they didn't get divorced. No, they didn't get divorced. No. Yeah. One of the boys in the yeshiva, one of the boys in Sephardi, just got engaged to an Ashkenazi girl. Oh boy, he's having problems already.
Why? What's one of them? One of the first problems already is that chacham over everything is chacham avadya yosei. Without chacham avadya yosei, it doesn't go. Everything they found. So chacham avadya yosei says b'shum ponim elfin, you're not allowed to let your wife wear a shape. He insists he wants his wife to wear a hat. The girl doesn't want to wear a hat. She wants to wear shapeless. So that's already before you even get off the ground. They just got engaged. They already have. That's the first machlokes. It's going to be levitic. Anyway, here
she worked this out before they get engaged.
Yeah, it's all going to work out.
Why don't we have a name
first or second?
He can cook on Yom Tov, on the second day, on Shabbos he can't cook, so they had to come up with a head, they're after Hashem. On Yom Tov, cook on the second day. So here again, the Gemara in Beitza asked the question, how are you permitted to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos with an Erev Tavshin? Erev Tavshin is only the Rabbanon.
Right.
How are you allowed to violate Melechus Yom Tov to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos? So the Gemara says the two answers. Rav Yehesu says the answer is Tzachi Shabbos Nazam Yom Tov. That's included in Eichel Nefesh. I don't need any tricks. Eichel Nefesh means I'm cooking today for today, or today for Shabbos, which is Smucha Yom Tov. Lushachas blends close by. And Rabbi says no. He says Rav Yehesu is wrong. And Rabbi claims the Yisoda Hatter is that Hoyel V'Mikli Ochem Chazli. Eichel Nefesh doesn't depend on what you have in mind. Eichel Nefesh depends on the Mitzvah. Whatever you cooked on Yom Tov theoretically could have been eaten on Yom Tov, so that's all labeled as Eichel Nefesh. So now, what did Tosis ask Akasha? Tosis asked a different Kasha. Tosis asked Akasha, how are you allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos? Isn't it a violation of Hachmana de Rabbi? The Rabbi says you're not allowed to be Mechin. You're not allowed to be mechin on Yom Tov for Shabbos. You're not allowed to be mechin on Shabbos for Yom Tov. And if you had an improper achana, then there's an Issa deraisa. You're not allowed to eat it on the second day. Whatever the first day was, either Shabbos or Yom Tov, and the second day is fakert, you're not permitted to eat it on the second day. Even if it's achana b'day shemaim, you're not allowed to eat it if you had an improper achana. So Tosis fact akasha, we do it all the time. We always cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, make an Erev Tavshilin. So what are you going to say? Erev Tavshilin is matter, the Yisra Achana de Rabbah? No, Erev Tavshilin is only the Rabbanon. How did you get rid of the Yisra Achana de Rabbah? So Tesis the answer is, well, it's Rabbah l'shitosa. The Nira l'yashev, the Rabbah ozeh l'taymei, this lay hoyel v'imik l'yachem chazilei, hashtenami chazilei. Rabbah holt hoyel.
But could have asked a better question. Could have asked, how can you do Amaloch and Yom Tov, which is not for Yom Tov?
Oh, so that kasha, how can you do a malach on Yom Tov, which is not for Yom Tov? That was the Gemara's kasha.
Yeah.
That's what the Acharonim pointed out. Tosis is not asking the Gemara's kasha and giving the Gemara's answer. Tosis is asking Tosis' kasha, not the same as the Gemara. The Gemara in Psachim Adaf Mem Vav Amidays asked the kasha, how can you cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos? I need some malacha cooking. So I need some malacha of cooking. How can you cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos? So Rabbi answered, since theoretically he could have eaten all the food on Yom Tov, even though you don't plan to, that takes off the use of the rice of Melechus Yom Tov. But Tosis asked a different kasha, and they're taking the mechadish that the teretz that the Gemara gave to that kasha answers this kasha also. Tosis asked a different kasha. What was their kasha? How can you cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos? It's an Issa Hachana. You're doing Hachana today for tomorrow for on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Two kashas. How can you cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos? How can you eat it on Shabbos? Eating food on Shabbos that was cooked yesterday. That's this the other din of Hachana. The two parts of Hachana, the Rabbi, the two Gemaras. One Gemara says in the Erev and Lamaches, you're not allowed to do the act of Hachana. Not allowed to make the Erev Echatzer, it's his stuff. You're not allowed to do Hachana on the first day for the second day. And then our Gemara says, even if it's Hachana that happened by itself, nobody violated anything. The bond came down, and the Beitza was nulled naturally. You're not allowed to eat it if it had an improper Hachana. So these are the two kashas of Tosis. So they say, just like the Gemara's Rabbah l'shitosa, just like Rabbah held the Svar of Hoyo, far emphasis that kasha of Malacha, how you allowed to do Malacha, so the same Svar of Hoyo can far emphasis this kasha also. How does it farm for this kasha? How does it farm for this kasha? That when you cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, since theoretically you could have eaten it today, so it's hachana today for today. So you're not neither in violation of doing an improper achana, because theoretically you could have eaten it all today. Even though that's clearly not your intention, doesn't matter. Since theoretically you could have eaten it today, that you're not in violation of achana. You're not in violation of malacha, that's what Rabbi said, Hoyle. But you're not even in violation of hachana either. And then you're allowed to eat it tomorrow. Aye, but I had an improper achana. No, it's not improper, because theoretically you could have eaten it yesterday. So it's not called an improper achana. So when is it called an improper? If achana was done yesterday and you couldn't have eaten it yesterday, the monk came down today. It had no achana. The monk came down today. It wasn't huchan michol. Not that it had improper achana. Or the beta shenolda, whenever you have a hen lays an egg, so the Gemara assumes within Rabbi, kol beitza de sial dahuidna, whenever the hen lays an egg today, the esmol gomola. It was probably completed inside the b'nei meyayim of the hen yesterday. So that's called the hachana. It was prepared, but yesterday he couldn't eat it. So the gomola, the Gemara of the beitza inside the meyayim of the tanegoilis yesterday was only for today. Right. It wasn't yesterday for yesterday. He couldn't eat it yesterday. It didn't come out. It didn't come out till today. So that's called the hachana yontif for Shabbos or Shabbos for yontif. But over here, when you cook on yontif and you want to eat on Shabbos, that's called hachana today for today. That's what Tosfos says in the first answer. They're taking Rabbi's vort of hoyil and b'zochim, and they're applying it over here. But it's not so glad, because the pashtus is in what Rabbi said is also not so glad. Rabbi has a chiddush of hoyil miklachem chazilei. That Eichel Nefesh sets itself up automatically. It don't care for the kavanas. What kavanas are? But in Hachana also, you don't care in kavanas. The whole word of Hachana is kavanas. Are you preparing for today for tomorrow, today for today? So you can dingzel with the first answer of Tosfos. That's why Tosfos suggests
another
answer. But Yeshleima they give that the only time there's an issue of Hachana the Rabbi is when you have a Dovah Chodesh. When you cook or when you bake, you take flour and you mix it with water and you put in shortening and this. That's the tikkun d'alma. That's some halacha, but that's only tikkun. The only time you have an issue of achana is mon is coming down, a brand new thing, a beitish and all, the air of the chatzeris, or kayyote bezed. There aren't going to be too many more kayyote bezed. Only when you have a davar chonsh. So the Tosfos themselves were not so convinced that the first answer is correct, because he can ding zech shtark, he can say that Rabbi Svara of Hoyel has no application to the topic of achana. Achana does depend on kavanas agabra. The whole part of achana is, what are your intentions?
The Mishnah rechent us lama tes melochis. According to Rabbi, there would be another meloch with the rice achana.
It's not a meloch, it's an isa. It's no chiv karis, it's no chiv katav.
So malchis, no, it wouldn't be malchis either?
Yeah, the Gemara says it'll be malchis.
Malchis.
The Gemara says it'll be malchis. It's not a malocha. It's like Shvises Behemta also. This is Malchus, but this is not, it's not a malocha.
Shvises Behemta is one of the Lamedes Malochus, no?
No. The Chame, Shvises Behemta is not from the Lamedes Malochus. It's not separate. There's no Koris. There's no Chatas. It's an Issa. There are other Yisurim on Shabbos. Not
the
Malochus. Yeah, not included in the Lamedes Malochus. Yeah. Here's the Shada. How do you read this Tosfos? Tosfos gave the first answer was, whatever you cook and bake on the first day, on Yontif, you plan to eat it tomorrow for Shabbos, it's considered, I prepared it on Yontif for Yontif, because theoretically could have eaten on Yontif. Rabbi Lishitos. Then they say, Afilu Lididan, Nicha, and even, Afilu Lididan, and even for us, that answer is not acceptable. We have another answer. It's like saying, Ve'yeh Shlem, we have another answer. That it's only an issue of achana when you have a davar chodesh. What does that phrase mean? Afilu lididan, and even according to us, that answer is not acceptable. Is also nicha. We have another answer. What's lididan that answer is not acceptable?
Right.
See, it is a famous machlekes achrenim. How do you read the line in Tosfos? Maram Lublin and others have a machlekes. So some say that Tosfos means to say afilu lididan that we don't paskin like Rabbi, that we paskin like Rabbi Yosef, who doesn't hold from this hoyel. That's a question of poskim. Do we paskin like Rabbi? Do we paskin like Rabbi Yosef? So some say, afilu lididan, and even the way we paskin like Rabbi Yosef, so this answer, Rabbi Lishitas, is not valid. We have another answer. And others say, no. Why should Tosfos paskin like Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Yosef doesn't make sense. He should paskin. What did Rabbi Yosef? According to Rabbi Yosef, what's the heter to use an Erev Tavshilin? How come you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov Shabbos? Because Tochei Shabbos is not a Yom Tov. That's Mamash Eichel Nefesh, without any Greidla. How is it mamish echol nefesh? I'm cooking today for tomorrow. How is it echol nefesh? The Rashi says
it's kedusha.
Because it's kedusha achas, close by, kedusha achas. That's how we pass in kedusha achas. Machlekes hataran you pass in shtei kedushas. When you have Shabbos v'yontov and smuchim v'yelo zeh, there's a machlekes hataran in erevin and daf lamenches. Can you make a separate Erev Beit Chumen for the first day?
Yeah, one way.
And a separate Erev Beit Chumen for the second day to go in different directions. Let's say the first day on Shabbos is going to be a Chazen here.
East.
And then the second day on Yontif is going to be a Shabbos, whatever. The second day is going to be a Rav or a Chazen in the other direction. He wants to go one way, Chutz L'Tchum. One day he wants to go Chutz L'Tchum this direction. The other day, the other direction. So the Gemara had the Mishnah has a Machlekes HaTanoim in Erevin. But they say Shabbos v'yontov asmuchim zolazel. When Yontov falls on a Friday or Sunday, do you treat Shabbos v'yontov as one long block of time, one big dusha tayyay? So you have to have one tchum for the whole. You can't make a separate erev tchum for the morning, separate erev tchum for the afternoon. The whole day of Shabbos is one. So the 2 days of Shabbos v'yontov asmuchim zolazel kedusha achas. So they say no, it's shtei kedushas. So we paskin halacha shtei kedushas. So the pashtus is. We cannot pass like Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Shita, the Shabbos V'yontif, and Erev Tashilin, when you make an Erev Tashilin, you're allowed to cook, is because Tachi Shabbos not some Yontif, because of Kedush Achas. So we don't pass in Kedush Achas. So that is the question. So I can test to say, Afilu Lididan, even though we don't pass like Rabbi, we pass like Rabbi Yosef. You can't pass like Rabbi Yosef.
Rabbi, I understand. What's the problem that you're
if you hold from Achana the Rabbi,
but if you don't hold from
Achana, then no problem.
So what's the problem?
No, but they're assuming that we do pass in Achana the Rabbah. They assume we do pass in Achana the Rabbah.
Our people
will be done
that we don't pass like Rabbah.
We don't pass
like
Rabbah. They explain. This Rabbah we do pass like. Achana the Rabbah we do pass like. Now the question is, if you own Achana the Rabbah, how does an Erev Tashila work? So they said, Rabbi Lishitosa has an answer, the Rabbi holds Hoyo. But Lididan, we can't hold from Rabbi. So what's the answer? But Halacha Lamaisa, we pass like Rabbi. Maybe Rabbi Yosef himself doesn't hold. He holds from the next pshat. Rabbi Yosef Taka doesn't hold here in the last line.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold from Achana de Rabbi. He holds a different time. But we pass in Achana de Rabbi. So if we pass in Achana de Rabbi, we can't say Rabbi's part of Hoyel. So what's the answer? So they come to this answer, Dava Chodesh. So that's the question, why is Lididan? Why can't we say Rabbi's answer of Hoyel? So half of the Achranim say, because we don't pass like Rabbi, we pass like Rabbi Yosef. So they point out it's very difficult. Pass like Rabbi Yosef, the Shabbos of Yontem HaSmuchim Zazez. It's Kedusha Achas. No, we pass in Shtei Kedusha. We do pass like Rabbi there. We do pass like Rabbi. So that's why others.
Rashi uses the lashon that Yontif has the sin of Shabbos. So maybe the halacha is that they're both Shabbos, and even if it's not a Yom Arifta, that's not considered to be Achron. The only time it's Achron when you make it from one day that's not a Shabbos to a Shabbos.
A day that's not a Shabbos to Shabbos, that's Mutter, that's Vayomer Moshishi. That's exactly the mitzvah, to prepare Chol. Chol Mechon the Shabbos, Chol Mechon the Shabbos, then Yom Mechon the Shabbos, and Shabbos Mechon the Yomte. If you hold from Achana the Rabbi, so we have a problem, how can you cook a Yomte for Shabbos? Isn't it a violation of Achana the Rabbi? So the first answer Tosfos gives is Rabbah l'shitasa is safe, just like Rabbah said of art in Sochem to solve a different issue of Malacha. That solves this problem also. But Lididan, we can't hold like that. So they ask, so what's the answer? If you hold Achana de Rabbah, what's the heter? So they come with the second answer that if Achana de Rabbah is only when you have a double chazal. So that's the question. How do you read those two words? Afilu lididan. That we cannot accept this answer, Lishitosa. Why not? Paskin like Rabbi here, paskin like Rabbi there. What's the problem? So half of the Achrayim say, the Tais is meant to say that we don't paskin like Rabbi over there. They paskin like Rabbi Yezid. So that's questionable. How can they paskin like Rabbi Yezid? Rabbi Yezid holds the Shita, the Shabbos of Yom Tov Kedusha Achas. We don't hold Kedusha Achas. So that's why other Achrayim say, no, Afilu Lididan means the Balei HaTais lived in teeny weeny villages. Some of the Baal Hat Haisa were the only Jewish family in the whole village. There were no Jews 100 miles around. So what kind of Hodel Miklach and Chazilei? What Orchim are going to come? There's no Krim. The Nochim are going to come. There's no Het Rechel Nefesh for the Nochim. That's what Taisis meant.
Yeah.
Not, it's, Afil Lididan is not a halachic statement. Afil Lididan that we don't pass like Rabbi by Hoyo. No, Mitzias, that we live in little villages and we're cooking so much food. It's not Shaykh. It's not shaykh that even if all the Jews within Teichat Kum will come, they won't be able to eat up all this food. Mitoch is a different than Mitoch. We learned about Mitoch Shehut from the Tzorach Avodah. We should not learn the Tzorach and Avodah. Tzorach Yom Tzaz. That's a different thing. But you need. No, it's a different thing. Mitoch and Hoyle Alpi Pashtas unrelated. Should be unrelated. Some Rishonim do relate them, but the Pashtus is the unrelated topic. So that's the Machlokes Achronim. How do you translate Afil Lididan? Afil Lididan means Afil Lididan that we don't accept Rabbi's din of Hoyel in Halacha, we paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Oh no, Tosfos also paskins like Rabbi. They don't pass like this. I feel that means that we live in small villages.
No,
it seems it's not shach to say hold the miklach mechazilei. If you have all the Jews techat chum come, they still are not going to eat up all the food that you've prepared.
Can the concept of oil be applied also actually from Yom Tov?
It can be, yeah.
Yes,
on the level of their rice, so that's what Rabbi says. If a person cooks on Yom Tov, there's a bar mitzvah. Yes. So Rav Chisda says you get malchus, and Rabbi says there's no malchus. Rabbi holds it's mutam and atayra. Rabbi holds it's mutam and atayra to stand on Yom Tov and cook and bake v'chol. To cook and make v'chol. It's only an issa d'rabbanan to rely on oil. But on the level of their eyes, the Rabbi holds it's mutam to rely on oil.
So Tosfos requires that there should be a possibility of mikla ocha.
That's why he says other terrors. To be for real. Yeah. All the Mikla Ochem means in Mitzvah.
Right.
All Mikla Ochem, it must be. But you can say, phrase, you can say that as long as there is a possibility.
Oh,
I mean, it has to be a
possibility. Yeah, right. Yeah. The Reichel Nefesh sets itself up automatically. You don't need Kabbalah Sagavri. It sets itself up automatically if there is such a possibility. Yeah. That's the famous Machloikis. What are the words Afil Lididan?
No, not allowed to cook.
We pass in, there's an Achleikas Neger. On Yom Tov, you're permitted to cook. Oichal Nefesh. And what about to cook for Behemis? What about to cook for Nochmen? So that's a big Achleikas HaTanoim. So sometimes I say, to cook for the Behemis that belong to me, it's my responsibility to feed them. So that's permissible because Mizayin is saying Malecha. But to cook for the Nochrim who are not that no shaykhis, but the neighbors, that's not mut, even though the human being. Other time I'm half faket, the Nochrim is only the human being, that's called the Echel Nefesh. To cook for the behemoths, that's not Echel Nefesh. So other time I'm held, you're not allowed to cook for the behemoths, and you are allowed to cook for the Nochrim. And we're machmer on both, different opinions and tastes, we're machmer on both. Hulabada yiyotza lachem, we fast in three droshes, lachem lo liakum. Lachem v'lo l'klovim, and lachem v'lo l'agavoa. You're not allowed to do malachas for the sake of karbonis. Only a karbon shizmana kavua. If it's a karbon, the tmidim and myself have to be brought on Yom Tov, not finish kamberi. It says, Decha Shabbos also says, Decha Yom Tov too, if it's mana kavua.
Right.
But if it's a karbon that doesn't have to be brought today, you can wait till after Yom Tov, then we pass in three droshes. Lachem v'lo l'yakum, lachem v'lo l'klovim, and lachem v'lo l'agavoa. So the fact that there are so many Nochem who can come and eat the food, that wouldn't be a Heter Rechel Nefesh. You have to have Davke Yidin to eat the food. I mean, it doesn't help us. It doesn't help us at all. They thought it was correct. They thought the first comment was correct. That Rabbi, it's questionable whether it's correct. That Rabbi Svar of Hoyel not only takes off the Yisra Malacha of cooking Yom Tov Lachol, even takes off the Yisra Hachana, where you can dingzach. You can say, no, Hachana does depend on Kavana Sagavra. Malacha doesn't. But Hachana does. That's the Sham.
Somebody has made,
Maid is not a Yiddish.
No, not a Yiddish.
No, not allowed to. Not allowed to. In fact, there's even a machlokes in this case. Let's say I have a guest who's visiting by me on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golus. The guest comes from Eretz Yisrael, so he only has one day Yom Tov. He's only visiting. He's not allowed to do malacha b'parhesi. He's not allowed to do malacha even betzina, because even betzina malacha is called parhesi. Someone will find out. But he doesn't observe Yom Tov. So is that called open me Yom Tov l'chol? If I'm going to cook, he wants a cup of tea on the second day Yom Tov. But for me it's Yom Tov. For him it's chol. So is that called open me Yom Tov l'chol? Is a ben chutzlar is permitted to cook food on the second day Yom Tov for a ben Eretz Yisrael who's visiting him? Is that called?
Why shouldn't it apply to hoyle?
Huh?
Why shouldn't it be like hoyle?
No, but you cook in particular.
Hoyle is mutam in atayra. If you're like rabba, hoyle takes off the issa deraisa, but it's still an issa derabbanan.